93.5 3BO. A couple of weeks ago, I was lucky enough to be the MC for the Benny and Northern District Community Enterprise. They were doing a bit of a handout of grants. Joining me on the line to tell me all about that is Sandy Young. She is the chairperson for the Bendigo Northern District Community Enterprise. Sandy, hello.
Hello, Ewan. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, Sandy, you were giving away grants to a number of very worthy community groups. Tell us all about the night.
Yeah, that particular Tuesday evening, we were able to fund the Huntley Junior Football Club for about $1,300. So that they could purchase a stretcher and some tackle bags and other equipment for their juniors to train with. We also were able to give the Huntley Fire Brigade $2,000 because they've got a brand new facility out of Huntley and they're planning to put in a demonstration garden with some plants that retard fire so that when people come and visit, they can have a look at what sort of plants would be good for them to put into their properties to help with fire-resistant stuff in the summer. We also gave out $800 to Fresh FM Radio for an IT card for transmitting local football. And we're also giving out a defibrillator to Waroona College. They've got a student coming next year who will require a defibrillator perhaps because of his health. And so that makes 12 defibrillators we've given out over the past 8 or so years.
Sandy, the Bendigo Northern District Community Enterprise does a fantastic job of helping out the local community. How does that all happen?
Yeah, look, we're really lucky. The Bendigo Bank is our major partner, and last year the Bendigo Bank gave us $32,000, which is a huge financial gain to the community. And it's all about people who bank with the Bendigo Bank. If they recognise what the community enterprise does for our community just by referring our name to the bank tellers, then they put a code on their accounts, which means that the Bendigo Bank will give us a greater fraction of the Bendigo Bank's profits, which we can put back into the community. Bendigo Telco is another one of our partners who does the same sort of thing. If people take the telecommunications to Telco, then we get a fraction of their profits back into the community enterprise. Our third partner at the moment is Viewpoint Huntley, which has real estate out of Huntley. They're selling blocks of land, and for every block of land that they sell, they give us a fraction of the revenue back to the community enterprise. So each of these three groups are fabulous in supporting the community enterprise and supporting the community. And without them, we couldn't do the sorts of things that we do, which has allowed us to give out $165,000 over the last 8 to 10 years.
Sandy, it's an amazing achievement. Congratulations to you and everybody on the committee of the Bendigo Northern District Community Enterprise. And as always, congratulations on helping out a number of community groups within the Bendigo area once again this year.
Oh, no worries. Thanks very much for the opportunity to have a chat with you, Ewan. And we would just urge people to go out and open a Bendigo bank account, and you could also help your community.